Howard Price, Cro-Magnon. Everybody's dying this week, and for no good reason, that is, no money in it, and suddenly second opinions are like men wearing tiaras and women at the gym 4 days a week building huge arms so they can both look better in a dress. For sure, third and fourth opinions are at a minimum now, since it occurs to us that the real money is not in dying but living and doing whatever to hide the 40 years of duct tape that holds us together is not such an unreasonable ploy. The new plan is to benefit the whole time we're alive, make out like undertakers even as we prolong the agony of playing second banana to our bodies, as if playing second fiddle is too respectable, as if the timbered glow of maple, spruce, and willow played by horsehair on sheep guts is. It's impossible to stop people from watching a crow in its chosen profession of turning a wrapper over and over in the street for an hour until it's found whatever isn't inside wasn't worth the effort. Crows live in neither one of two moments of contemplation. The transparent thoughts of their starless lifetimes have yet to cross the endless reach of their one contiguous mind, and before we count every step we've never taken back to home, they'll pull each day from our thinning hair as needed, while we watch amused, happy we're not so stupid. Very often one crow gets what another crow wants. Same goes for people. God can't tell us apart either. Just watching the trick, the magic, the reveal of how many ways the same thing may be done to great or little effect, we, who are so easily drawn to my mindless exhibition, end up postponing strategies that could cure or move the world. After a while, if we've lost our way and have deferred the objective that we'd promised to commit to fully for a crow's age, and another crow's age, and another, we turn around and paste the blame on the odd habits of a clever bird with 50 billion twins that seems so happy unearthing a useless treasure from a paper bag, and then shamefully admit that watching its never-ending gig is no less interesting to us, the very same who threw the bag in the street in the first place.